Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. Coming up, we're going to cover the latest war news as it escalates out of control and what Putin had to say about it. That's the next segment and your phone calls. But I wanted to play before we go to break and come back and take your calls a little bit of what Tucker Carlson had to say. And I don't disagree with Tucker, but I can have this as a teaching moment in my view. Tucker says that Biden doesn't care about religious groups. No, he hates Christians. Because the globalists don't care about the economy, they want to break you on record to take control of you. So this isn't incompetence. This is by design shutting the country off and attacking Americans' freedoms, particularly Christians. Here it is.
A week ago exactly, an unnamed saboteur at the Supreme Court leaked a draft opinion by Justice Sam Alito explaining why Roe v. Wade ought to be overturned. Now, people went completely hysterical over it, but actually, as a legal matter, Alito's views were not especially controversial. Roe is bad law. Over the past half century, many have acknowledged that, including many pro-choice Democrats, including Joe Biden. So at this point, 49 years in, if you're an office holder who supports legal abortion, the obvious solution is to vote for legal abortion. Pass a law like they do in democracies. It's not complicated. That's how it's supposed to work. But Democrats have no interest in that. Democracy is a tiresome process, and worst of all, the outcome isn't always guaranteed. They prefer what they call direct action, not democracy. So liberal activists immediately set about threatening Supreme Court justices and then attacking Christianity. A group called Ruth Sent Us, which is named in honor of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, posted the home addresses of every Supreme Court justice who is conservative. Why'd they do this? Well, of course, to invite violence and harassment to get them to change their votes. Then Ruth Sent Us sent this to practicing Catholics across the country. Quote, "Stuff your rosaries and your weaponized prayer. We'll be burning the Eucharist to show our disgust for the abuse Catholic churches have condoned for centuries." Now, you'd think the Biden administration might have something to say about this. It was all public. Joe Biden purports to be a Catholic. Intimidating judges, by the way, is a federal crime. But no, the Biden administration did not try and stop this. The Justice Department did nothing. In fact, from her podium at the White House, the president's publicist endorsed the coming harassment very clearly. Quote, "The president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness for many, many people," Jen Psaki explained. So the message to Joe Biden's abortion militia could not have been clear. Go forth and terrorize. That's the word from the White House. So that's exactly what they did. Here's the mob this weekend outside Brett Kavanaugh's house. Brett Kavanaugh is a Supreme Court justice, but he's also a man and a husband and a father, as you just saw. He lives in a pretty normal neighborhood outside D.C., doesn't have a wall around the house, and more to the point, his two daughters are home. So imagine what it must have been like inside the house if you're Brett Kavanaugh or his wife or his daughters. The people outside didn't care. The woman who organized that protest outside Kavanaugh's house lives right down the street, apparently. She's a deeply unhappy individual called Lacey Wooten Holloway. Wooten Holloway brought the mob to Kavanaugh's house for a very specific reason, not because she was angry, which she is, but because she wants Brett Kavanaugh to change his views and support Roe v. Wade. She was intimidating a federal judge. All of them were. And once again, that's a federal crime. It could not be clearer. And yet, Lacey Wooten Holloway, who bragged about organizing this, was not arrested. She wasn't even scolded. Instead, she was rewarded. Lacey Wooten Holloway got a glowing profile in the Washington Post. So once again, in effect, our leaders in Washington sent a very clear message to the mob, as they did for BLM. Do what you want. We're on your side. It's not like you're insurrectionists. So the mob did. Look what the mob did to this Christian counseling center in Wisconsin over the weekend.
If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either. That's just part of the message outside Wisconsin Family Action here, and it continues inside the building.
What you're seeing around me right now, this isn't the answer to anything.
Also written in debris and glass in her office, Wisconsin Family Action President Julian Appling says the message is clear.
It's precipitated by the leaked Supreme Court opinion, right? I mean, it's obvious.
Madison police say it appears someone threw a Molotov cocktail inside the building.
You're not safe. Now, the Christian Counseling Center had nothing to do with Samuel Alito's opinion.
We'll be back.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into the vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So here's some of the Russian Victory Day parade statements of Vladimir Putin that we're going to get to in a moment. But first, here he is saying hoorah to the troops and them saying it back.
Слава нашим доблестным вооруженным силам! За Россию! За победу! Ура!
Show. There's an article by Patrick Buchanan of Buchanan.org up on InfoWars.com that you should read. Buchanan, it's Ukraine's war now. America's war. There's other reports here that Putin is likely to impose martial law on Russia to support war effort. U.S. intelligence chief says, who knows if any of that is true. Here's Putin accuses the West of plotting to threaten Russia. And what's most important, he points out that the West values and freedoms have been canceled by the cabals that have hijacked our countries, which is true. Here it is.
The United States, especially after the fall of the Soviet Union, started speaking about their exclusivity, their exclusive status, humiliating not only the whole world but its own satellites, who have to pretend they can't notice and swallow it up, lap it up. But we are a different country. Russia has a different character. We shall never give up our love for our motherland, our faith and our traditional values, the customs of our forebears, and respect for all nations and cultures. In the West, these thousands old values have been cancelled. This moral degradation is at the basis of the cynical falsification of the history of World War II, a rampant Russophobia, praising traitors, and mockery of the memory of victims and those who built victory. We know that the American veterans who wanted to attend the parade in Moscow were banned from doing so. But I want them to know we are proud of your achievements, of your exploits, and your contribution to our common victory. We honor all members of the Allied armies, Americans, British, the courageous members of resistance, and Chinese soldiers, all who contributed to the defeat of Nazism and imperialism. Today, the soldiers of Donbass and Russian, together with Russian soldiers, are fighting in the battlefield where the servicemen of Suvorov and Brusilov and Svatoslav and the many, many heroes of the Russian, Russian country. I address the servicemen of Donbass. You are fighting for the motherland, for its future, so that lessons of the World War II are not forgotten, so that there is no place in history for the punitive divisions of Nazis.
So that's where the world is. Here's the New York Times headline: Biden speeds up military aid to Ukraine, drawing U.S. deeper into war. $40 billion now extra in weapons. And remember, Bono's One Foundation under fire for giving little over 1% of funds to charities. That's why he calls it One, and he's over there raising money. He steals again. These people are a pack of World Economic Forum, Bilderberg Group criminals, and are enemies of humanity. And then, meanwhile, in New York City and Times Square, they're running big Jumbotron ads. A pro-Nazi advertisement appears in Times Square, which bemoans the defeat of Hitlerism. There hasn't been this much open pro-Nazism in America since British bourgeoisie in 1930, says Alexander McKay. But regardless, now trying to say that the Russians commemorating World War II is bad is something else, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely out of control. Speaking of Nazis, local Gentiles, what he goes by, from New York, wants to talk about Greg Reese's report he did a week ago on Nazism. Local Gentile, welcome to the airwaves.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Real quick, I just want to touch on one other thing about how space, what a setup they have with us with all the alien movies and you know, and the AI and all this stuff. I believe it's that you cannot reach space unless you transcend. Your spirit can only go to space. That's what I believe, anyway. And it's all a setup for the fake alien invasion, which correlates with the shots using GPS inside of people so that they can be tracked by hunter-killer drones. And the heavy metals that are being sprayed is to create a false grid, a reflection point for the 5G radio wave to track everybody, to create, you know, like a footprint across the whole entire realm or whatever, at least the parts that we occupy, that we're herded into. And you can see it coming a mile away. You got the 5G, you got the GPS that's been infused inside people. Now all they got to do is send out these hunter-killer drones, blame it on a fake alien invasion, kill most of us. Also, by creating the reflection point with the radio waves, so it's also going to nuke the hell out of us, too. You know what I mean? That's the real nuke, in my opinion. I think nuclear bombs is all BS. Nuclear bombs are really radiation, because radar came out 4 years before the Manhattan Project. And when they came out, they realized, hey, we got one hell of a weapon on ourselves. And whenever they get a weapon, you know they got to test it out. And then I have another thing. I want to know what you think about that. And then I got one more thing.
I got to move on here. We got to get to all the callers. I think the world is round. I don't think people that think it's flat are bad people. But I myself am an amateur astronomer. We can put footage on screen of Saturn coming out behind the moon. I mean, I've sat there drinking a six-pack of beer for like 5 hours with a Mead telescope that tracks stuff, and I can sit there and watch the moons of Jupiter spinning. I can watch the round planets turning with my own eyeballs. I've got a green filter back when I had time to do it. It's been in storage for probably 15 years. Got a big 12-inch reflector, and I can put a green filter over it, look at the sun, and sit there and watch the sun in an hour turn quite a few degrees. I mean, I'm looking at a big ball in the sky. I mean, how do you respond to that?
I mean, you could see things, but that doesn't mean you can get there. You know what I mean? I believe they're projections, imagery for us to see, but it's the cosmos. That's what the Almighty is.
Do you think we're all in a giant Truman Show?
No, I don't think that at all. I think it's just it's a realm. We can't describe it. We cannot comprehend.
All right. Well, it's true that they're using the aluminum dioxide, not just for weather modification, but for over the horizon radar. A lot of what you said, I think, is accurate, other than the Earth being flat. Separately, what was you got a point about Greg Reese?
It's a realm. Oh, I was just saying with the Nazism, I believe he's correct. because if you look at the word and Ashkenazi, which is Eastern European Jews, right, which, you know, they're not all bad people, but they do have religious fanatics, right, that have hijacked religion, just like Muslim extremists, right? We have Jewish extremists, right? So they throw it, they leave a calling card, the word Nazi, Ashkenazi, Nazism. Is anybody picking up on this yet? Because what was the real...
Listen, I appreciate your call. I don't know what I could say to someone saying, because the acronym for National Socialist Workers' Party, or whatever, is similar to a group of Eastern European Jews' name. It's just Hitler did not like the Jews and went after the Jews. And I think similarities in those names is just not fair. I mean, I will say this. There were a lot of powerful Jews on record that would rob Jews trying to get out of Europe. And the Nazis would take that money from those Jews and let them survive and let them keep a lot of it. And that was what George Soros did. It's what Madeleine Albright's father did. I mean, there's 60 Minute shows about this. So, those are terrible, horrible people. And I reject the ADL's guilt that America's Nazi and the Founding Fathers are Nazi and we take on that we're Nazis and they're the good guys, we're the bad guys. And, you know, certainly there are some of those leftist organizations that cloak their anti-free speech behavior in countering anti-Semitism. But I just stay out of the racial and religious stuff and try to promote freedom for everybody. And I know a lot of great Jews like Dr. Zelenko that are really fighting the New World Order. And obviously there's bad Jews as well, like there are bad people in every group. And I appreciate your call. All right, more calls straight ahead on the other side of the order received. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we got a lot of great callers on the line, and I'm going to move to you all very quickly now here on the Alex Jones Show. In the next segment, I'm going to hit some really big abortion January 6th news and the midterms and how that all ties together, because this is really serious, the precedent being set on January 6th for everybody, and it's the globalist big play here domestically and overseas, and it's again, extremely dangerous. What the New World Order's done in Ukraine, they want to do here with arresting you for your speech next. They know they're losing. They know people are waking up. They're in a lot of trouble. So that's why we got to push now to wake people up harder than ever and not submit to their bullying. The answer to suppression of speech is more speech. All right, the order of the calls are received here. Let's go to Dean in New York. Dean, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'd like to say you're a master of your discipline. 10th degree black belt, maybe higher, of numerous disciplines. I hope your wife's doing well after the holidays.
Yes.
I wanted to bring up about Pete Buttigieg and his partner there. They have an infant, and I'm wondering if they have their formula since he's the transportation secretary.
Men can have breast and breastfeed according to the FDA and CDC. It's disinfo if you don't believe a man can have a uterus and a man can have babies. So I guess Pete Buttigieg, remember they even showed them, oh, we just had our baby in a hospital bed. I mean, they just love to gaslight us and train us to accept fraud.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if anybody did an independent test on the formula that was recalled. Could it have been recalled or not? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not just the big recall. It's supply chain breakdowns, and it's one person gets COVID even though they're not sick or asymptomatic. They shut down the plants. This is all designed to destroy our economy and vertically integrated and consolidated, Dean.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got turned on by your show by a friend of mine, Curly. He passed away in 2000. He was a radio personality. He loved you. If you could say a prayer for him someday privately.
Was I ever even a guest on Curly's show?
He did a night show, and I think he more called you up here in Utica, New York. I believe it was.
We love you. We love you, Curly, and you're a great guy. God bless you. Thank you, Dean. Absolutely. Let's go to Jay in Ohio. Jay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I wear your shirt. I spread the word and the message, and I watched the episode you had there with the guest Pons there, the attorney, and I'm wondering, could we somehow get a show on where Pons is on and call in all the sheriffs and have the sheriffs call in and maybe put them, you know, boost them up and have them understand how strong their constitutional duty is?
Well, more and more, the sheriffs do realize that it's their job to be elected. The highest elected official in the county is really the sheriff, and that the sheriffs are really starting to get it. Soros has come in and tried to elect a bunch of sheriffs. That's failed overall. He succeeded at getting district attorneys and county attorneys in charge, and he is just a reign of criminal terror. They're not here in Austin. They're letting bank robbers out in a day, armed robbers out in a few hours. People that shoot multiple people are being released. I mean, it is crazy dangerous. But if you're a conservative or a Christian, they'll throw the book at you for anything. People say, well, why do you live here? Well, my family's from here. Our infrastructure's from here. I've been here since high school. If I had the money, I would move outside of Austin. I still love the town. But you're absolutely right.
But why couldn't they put together like an army of sheriffs and go out? I mean, all these things that all these crazy people are doing, letting out criminals and sending money over to the Ukraine.
And totally dissolving the border. Well, a sheriff only has jurisdiction in their county. But the sheriffs can create multi-jurisdictional task forces. The problem is the feds did that, and under statute, they have to control it. And so that's what's the corruption of the sheriffs. But, yes, we need local control, and sheriffs are key to that fight. Great points, Jay. All right. Alyssa in New York. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi. My name's Alicia. I'm calling from Catskill, New York. I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you do, and for fighting for everyone every day, and I'm praying for you. And your broadcast, and I bought your supplement. And I just wanted to ask you, do you think that there's hope for our future?
Well, there has to be hope for our future and our children. And God tells us that evil will rise up and do a lot of horrible things that it's now doing. Prophecies being fulfilled, and then we'll have to go through it and then come out stronger on the other side. And so we will make it through this. The question is, how bad will it be? God leaves that up to us. And so I think that's where we're at. But we are seeing systemic design collapse of the world economy and system for depopulation. Did you see me play that Club of Rome clip earlier where the Davos group's openly talking about killing the majority of us?
Yes, it freaks me out.
It's very, very real. And again, when you see the mainstream media saying it doesn't exist, while it does, they are aiding and abetting this. It's just monstrous crime being committed. So, of course, a group that wants to depopulate us released a virus and then gave us a deadly shot. We just have to come to grips with they're really doing it to us.
Yeah. I'm 26, and I notice, like, my friends, I try to tell them this stuff, and they think I'm crazy. I do have a few family members that are older than me that agree with me. They see what's going on. It's scary.
Well, here's the biggest thing you can do. Warn friends and family. Tell them about this broadcast and other broadcasts and things that you think are informative. Share videos, share articles, and say, listen, I care about you. I need your help to stop this. We've all got to wake up and stop this multinational corporate fascist takeover, the New World Order. And some may not listen now, but they're going to listen later with the hyperinflation and the shortages, and they need to know who did it because that's how we stop it. Thank you so much for the call. Moving quickly here. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Trucker in the Badlands in Texas. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Good?
You know, we're still in fighting back and in many ways stronger than ever, but it's crazy to be inside the New World Order now and to know it's all going to go down. We tried to stop it, but at least we won't be caught flat-footed now.
Well, good. That prefaces my question. I wanted to ask a hypothetical question. If you could inject yourself in any political role in the United States, or not in the world, and you had a team of people that you could also inject into any political organization in the world, what would you do to defeat the globalists once and for all? Where would you want people in position? What would you expose?
Okay.
How would you defeat them in a perfect world?
If we had somebody like President Trump that was fully informed, a president could start doing weekly fireside chats with video presentations showing Gates and Harari and Daszak and all of them saying, we're going to create world government, we're going to depopulate, showing the documents they created the virus, and explain to the public that there's a multinational movement to take over nation states and turn humans into a commodity and depopulate the rest. And that we need, as a humanity, to wake up to that and use our force of will and our buying power to organize and peacefully say to the big corporations, we're aware of what you're doing in your world government. We're not going to accept it. And we say, stop it now. It's over. And just that, directly addressing the globalists and what they're doing, would devastate their operations overnight. Stay there, Trucker in the Badlands. I'll elaborate on that when we come back. That would be the biggest way. That's not happening, so we've got to do it grassroots everywhere and get folks elected like Bolsonaro and Orban. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock, and despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wayne Allen Root is always a powerful guest host. He'll be hosting the fourth hour coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in about 30 minutes from now. I've got a bunch of economic news and January 6th abortion news I want to have. But we are taking your phone calls right now, and I'm going to go to every single caller that is left on the board. Curly, Chris, Jim, Amanda, Todd, Jason, Jonathan, Tito, and others. We're going in the order they're received. Chris in New York, you're on the air.
Alex, the Joe Rogan idea of doing a new movie is a great idea, but I don't think you have the time. I don't think we have the time. So, Patriots, you need to get these, get the videos put together. Grab those clips. Grab the timestamps. Write about your own movies, and let's make them available to Alex. If Alex likes it, maybe he'll steal your clip and record it for himself. Let's get this done by July 4th, and let's have celebrated new July 4th. So, you don't have time to do another movie, Alex.
You're talking about the Alex Jones Is Right movie idea that Joe Rogan has that needs to be done. And really the most effective thing waking people up right now is Alex Jones clips and other Patriot clips decades ago predicting all this. That on Instagram and Twitter and places is really having a big effect. There's so many predictions that came true. People can also re-put out the clips that have already been out there because they take them down. They get millions of views, they take them down. Just re-upload them again, and it's having a huge effect. Just let people know they're under attack. Let them understand the globalist program. I was going to hold the other guy over, the trucker, to kind of elaborate on his ideas. But if we had the bully pulpit, it could actually reach people like a president could or others. We could stop this. That's why I've really been pushing members of Congress that know what's going on to not eat around the edges, but strike right at the New World Order and expose it for what it is, a genocidal, eugenics, transhumanist death cult.
So, Patriots, find those clips, record where they are, write that up, make some videos, put them out there, let's go, get them to Alex so we can start to take this thing over.
Well, thank you, sir. That's really what's already happened. We didn't go out and dig up all these clips of where I predicted all the specifics of lockdowns and masks and rolling lockdowns and power outages and carbon lockdowns. I mean, people went and found all those, and they're finding more every day. I mean, I've got a couple on my list sheet here today that I probably don't have time to get to. But that really is one of the most effective things we've got. And I always knew that. I knew that if we weren't able to fully stop them launching all this, when they were building it and preparing it in beta, that once they launched it, it would really wake people up that we were able to predict it with precision. That would show them that the rest of what we're now saying is going to happen is going to happen if people don't take action. And I played that Davos group member saying we want to kill the majority of the public and we're going to do it very slowly and very peacefully, cutting your resources off. I mean, these are real declarations of war against you and your family and myself as well. And I believe in you. I believe we're going to rally and stop this. It's starting to happen all over the world. Leaders are getting elected that are way more hardcore than Trump was, like Bolsonaro, like Orban, and many others. All right, let's move to more calls here. Now, whether you trust him or not, Vladimir Putin's talking about all this stuff now. So, I mean, we're starting to turn the worm here. We're starting to really change things. Let's go ahead and go to Tito in California. Tito, welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I'm a big fan. You woke me up about 5 years ago. I live in California in Sonoma County. And the reason why I'm calling is that because we need help out here in California. We need to get rid of Gavin Newsom. And this is the candidate right now running, M. Anthony Tremino. He's Cuban and Mexican, but was born in L.A., so he's 100% American. And I think he'd be the DeSantis of the West.
Well, I mean, we know Newsom lost the election. We know blue states are engaged in election fraud. We know they're shipping in fentanyl. And so your big problem is election fraud. They caught all those trucks full of ballots for Newsom that were just made up with dummy, list of names of dead people or folks that moved out of the state. So the problem is people leave California to get away from it, but then they're still there voting for years after they leave. So your biggest issue is election fraud, but everybody should still run because that's how you expose the fraud and it's how you get in the elections and it's how you use the election process to educate people. So I believe California and other states, I know, are under election fraud bondage. That's why the Justice Department that's captured and controlled by the New World Order doesn't want people to talk about it because it's the Achilles heel or the chink in their armor.
Yeah, definitely. I think California is going to be a big impact to the country just because
it's a beautiful state with wonderful people, and it's a shame it's a globalist hellhole now.
Yes, yeah, I definitely agree. We just need help out here from heroes, big people like you, Alex. I appreciate everything you do for us,
brother. What else is on your mind, Tito?
No, nothing. It's just that I just think a lot of the rest of the country should get behind what's going on in California because we need help, getting these candidates out there.
No, you're right. A lot of people say build a wall, let it secede. I've made jokes and said that. But no, if they go down, we all go down. We've got to stand with New York and California and other globalist occupied areas. Beautiful point, Tito. Thank you so much. All right, let's go ahead now and talk to Jimmy in Utah. Jimmy, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, man. I just want to say you're like a rock star, Alex, and I look up to you. I've been listening to you since like 2008, and I've got the shirts. I've got all the supplements, man. I've got the three of the gold bars, the two. I've got the second.
Well, your success is our success, and our success is your success. You're the reason we're still here. I want to thank you, Jimmy, for your support, because there's all these new people constantly tuning in, and they wouldn't be able to hear all this if it wasn't for you. So for myself and my family and the whole crew, thank you, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wanting to ask you if you knew anything about, I'm sure you know about the movie 2,000 Mules, but I heard that Tucker had the lady Catherine Engelbright on there from To the Vote, and he specifically told her not to mention that movie. And I was wondering why he would do that, because it's such a eye-opening movie that everybody needs to see.
Well, here's the deal. I meant today to do a whole review of the movie, and we have a bunch of clips, and I will start the show tomorrow. I'll do two segments of news tomorrow, and then I will get to all these clips that I dropped the ball and did not cover that Rob knew last night after we watched it, stayed late, and got these clips. And I apologize to Rob, too, for not doing this. But we have 10 clips, and I'm going to review the movie tomorrow, and I'm going to talk about it. I know the inside baseball with Tucker, and I'm going to leave it at that. He is literally – I'm not going to give away all the inside stuff, but let's just say this. Tucker did a contract to be paid a fraction – of what he is paid, just to have the freedom he has. But they have certain vetoes where they come in, and he didn't tell me this, but I know this was happening at Fox, and they said, no 2,000 mules, because then the Democrats will drop all those election lawsuits they have on them if that happens. And so that's what that's about. Soros comes after Fox anytime they talk about him as well. And so Tucker is picking his battles. I have got Dinesh D'Souza on next week. I've been trying to get all the other people that are involved on there. They kind of self-censor themselves. They're scared of InfoWars. People need to stop doing that. But we're going to do a big push tomorrow for 2,000 Mules. Tell folks they can go watch it. And we commend the Salem Network and others who helped produce it. And it is a groundbreaking, most important film in decades. Totally proves the election fraud and how they did it. Not electronic, like the Q people said, like I warned Lindell, but totally by mules bringing in the harvested ballots they had. That was the admitted plan to stop the red wave that they called the red mirage. And so we will be covering 2,000 Mules tomorrow in great detail.
Great. Alex, can I say one more thing?
Of course.
All right, I have a probation officer, right? And I was wearing your Let's Go the other day when I went in and seen him, and he was in the InfoWars hat. And when I left, he was like, "Hey, dude, how do you even watch Alex anymore? Because since he got deplatformed, I used to think he was kind of out there, but ever since they deplatformed him, I knew that he must have been right about some things." And he asked me where to watch you at, and I told him, band.videoinfowars.com. And, I thought that was cool because he was my probation officer. I was like,
Jimmy, what you did is the most important thing anybody can do. We have all these giant listenerships out there that don't even know we're still on the air. And everybody just says, Alex Jones is still on the air at band.video or battleplan.news. And Alex Jones is on radio stations all over the country. Go out and find it. That's how we do it. Thank you so much for doing that, Jimmy. All right. Curly, Todd, Jonathan, Trucker Rodney. We're going to your calls. Bam, 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 with more news on the other side. Stay with us. Battleplan.news. Battleplan.news.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Government, it's here, tyrannical government with an aim to make us poor and controllable, dumbed down, and then exterminated. That's really the reality. And that's not a negative to face the facts. It's a positive to admit that that negative is there and we're going to deal with it. And that's why this broadcast is so important. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. I want to just remind listeners that everything we do here is about a symbiotic relationship. Something that does great things for you and your family, that also keeps us on the air so we can fight these people because we're not funded by the establishment. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a lot of great products. There's also a donate button up there, a one-time or recurring. Please take action, especially those that have never supported the broadcast. You can spread the word. You can share the articles and videos. And you can buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me tell you something. This immune support that we came out with from one of the top herbal tincture developers in the country that we use for a lot of other formulas, is cold press concentrated herbs known to supercharge your immune system. So whether you're a child or an adult or an old person, you need to be boosting your immune system for what the globalists are obviously going to pull next, but they're already hyping and preparing. You'll find it discounted at InfoWarsStore.com with elderberry, echinacea, astragalus, root, lotium, root, and more. Angelica root, you need to get the immune support at InfoWarsStore.com and check out all the other great products like Ultra 12 is back in stock, 40% off, and of course, X2. You can get it for 40% off as well, X2, when you get it with Ultra 12 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We're taking your amazing calls and from different angles, different topics, uncensored, unfiltered, raw, on air right now. And let's go in the order the calls are received and finish up with the callers ahead of Wayne Allyn Root taking over and then the War Room in about 70 minutes from now. Let's talk to Jonathan in Arizona. Jonathan, welcome, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Man, I am just really blessed and pleased to still be on air despite all the attacks. That's only because of your support, sir.
Well, thank you for everything you do. I appreciate it. I just want to share with you an idea for hopefully a way to save our country and make a big impact without any type of violence and hopefully a way to generate revenue for InfoWars. And I was thinking that if we all unite and go tax exempt, you know, because employers can't stop you from going exempt, just go exempt on the federal portion of it, and then keep giving to the state. But at the end of the year,
I'm not going to give out tax advice because a lot of it's unconstitutional, but they'll still break your legs, basically. But that's why we have JonesTaxRelief.com that takes you to American Tax Solutions, who's one of the best cut-to-the-chase law firms that just makes the percentage of the money you save. They then look at your returns, look at your business, look at your job, whether you're a factory worker or a doctor or a billionaire. Most people are not using the loopholes that are there. The globalists have those there because they basically don't pay taxes. Well, why should the general public be paying way more than they should? That's where everybody should go to. And it's a great sponsor, by the way, and it's invaluable for everybody, JonesTaxRelief.com.
Well, that's the, you know, my plan is to still have them go to Jones Tax, your guys' sponsor. But, you know, because at the end of the year, they could set you up on a payment plan or even settle an amount that'll still most likely be less than what you would have paid throughout the year, but it'll make an impact in the sense that they're not getting all that money throughout the year, and then each year you still file.
Well, that's it. But, I mean, again, there's more than 20 services they've got, and what I like is they're not like all these other law firms that make you pay a bunch of money up front and make you wait, and then the places are just ripping you off. They cut right to the chase. And it doesn't matter whether you have back tax debts, doesn't matter what it is. They can assess very quickly, and in almost every case, save you a ton of money right up front.
Yeah. I mean, I guess just at the end of the day, my thinking is that obviously because the Congress, you know, the income tax was passed illegally initially in Congress, they have a vested interest both in their salary and also the way they siphon money off of all these out-of-country projects, so they're not going to do anything for us.
Well, the tax code is written to rip off the middle class, make people poor. It's for social engineering. That is admitted. And anyone that doesn't take advantage of the loopholes is insane. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Jonathan. Let's talk to Todd in Ohio. Todd, welcome.
Yes, first-time caller. Thank you for saving me from the shot and informing me on the treatments. I survived the COVID with very little effect.
Wonderful.
Because of that. Have your people look up Zimmer power plant shutdown. In Cincinnati, this month, they're shutting down a 1.2 billion watt capacity coal-fired power plant, and they're getting ready to shut down another similar plant in a couple of years.
And they're telling you suddenly rolling blackouts and not enough power.
I brought a suitcase generator to power my refrigerator. That's the third thing I had to say. I thought of two other things while I was waiting. One, I'm not a person who's a confident speaker, but I've spoken in front of my village council, a couple of neighboring city councils, the Cincinnati City Council, county commissioners. How I did it was you go to your local council and see if there's somebody speaking on a subject that you can support, get to talking to them, and then they might, then you can go around with them and support what they're saying, like Me Too, but you don't have to write the whole big, powerful speech. You can be there in support and, or just hold a sign at first.
One of the best ways to have your voice heard is to go to city council or county commissioners or school board and speak. You know, notice they call the FBI on people that peacefully went and said they didn't want critical race theory or transgenderism taught to five-year-olds in places like Virginia, but they won't send the FBI out when people are screaming and yelling illegally at the houses of federal judges. It is insane.
Yes. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that, do you know, in Norway they've shut down all the FM radio stations, and they're going to shut down stations by 2025 in Switzerland.
I know there's a globalist move to get us away from TV and radio that doesn't watch you. UHF, VHF, AM, shortwave, FM, they want to get rid of all of it and make everything be digital so they can turn it all off when they want to. Just like now we don't have enough formula because women stop, you know, using their breasts. And I'm not knocking women that have to work and do the formula. The point is that this is part of them making humanity artificial and totally under their control.
Cheap shortwave radios you can buy as presents to people, for people, and give them a frequency list to tune in, and they can listen to you wherever they are. And also there are several other truth-based broadcasters on shortwave.
That's right. We're on WWCR like 6 hours a day, 3 hours during the day, 3 hours at night. And anybody can go there and find the frequencies as they change here and there. On 100,000-watt shortwave, we pay $11,000 a month to be on as a world service. That's where a lot of the money coming in goes, is things like that, folks, we don't mention. Thank you, Todd. Curly in the great state of Texas. Curly, welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing, sir?
Good. You're our tail gunner today. The last caller before Wayne Allen Root takes over.
Excellent. Okay. First off, been listening to you since the final edition on B93.3.
That's right. So you've been listening a long time.
Yes, sir. Weather permitting, actually. But anyhow, so the question I'm kind of curious about, if the vaccinations are genetically modified, which they are, when an individual winds up with a injection or multiple injections, do they not become the property of the vaccination company that manufactures those things?
That's what they're technically arguing, is you're now a mutant. Now they're passing laws around the world that you, quote, can't discriminate against mutants. So they're getting us ready for clones, human-animal hybrids. All this is already going on, and now they're just normalizing this whole artificial world they're rolling out where normal human life is not sustainable.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Well, blessings to you. This is the first time I've been able to call and speak with you through these many years, but it's been a pleasure. And if you get over here, 500 miles west of you at some point, I'd love to shake your hand.
Love to shake your hand, Curly. Let me ask you this. So have you been listening since I did the final edition? That's like 98, 99?
No, sir. That was actually 94, I believe.
Well, I wasn't on air until about 95, but you've definitely been listening. You've been listening a long time, brother.
Yes, sir. It would have been 95 then, because I made a career change, and it was just prior to my career change that I started listening to you over here about 100 miles west of you. B93 would come in when the weather conditions was just right.
That's right. Curly, we love you, and thank you so much. I'm going to do five more minutes on the abortion issue and how it ties into January 6th and how the globals are planning a strike. Then Wayne Allen Root takes over.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.